College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Ranji, Amy Markscore is with you on a Friday. We're going to have our acronym game coming up in a little bit, certain to make people furious as they're listening in their cars, because I know I'm going to miss some easy ones that we didn't study. We're not going to study.
So, do you know how many times I'm going to say, oh, I knew that after the fact?
Probably all the times.
Every time.
But I did see this, that in the state of Missouri, we talked about politics. We talked about the state takeover of police with John Hancock and Michael Kelly. But we didn't mention is something new. Missouri is set to become one of the first states to require police departments to track the immigration status of people involved in crimes. And to be completely honest, I'm kind of shocked we don't already. And it's interesting that we will be one of the first states to do so. It is a move announced by Governor Mike Kehoe that will be, it's one of his first executive orders that's going to be set up in the next few days. That's according to state officials. But, Ranj, how many times have we seen a news story where the police officer that was killed on the highway just downtown, we know that the suspect was in the country illegally. Obviously, the story that made national news awful about the woman that was set on fire in the subway. We know that that was like a Guatemalan national. Or there could be a crime that's committed here in St. Louis. And we say, well, he shot someone here, but he's from Mississippi, right? And he was on the run in Mississippi. I feel like we always know where the suspects are from or what their immigration status is. But it seems like that information wasn't integrated into the data.
It could be that, first of all, the reason a lot of states don't do it is because immigration is a federal issue and not a state issue. So it's, I guess it is considered discriminatory in some respects for states, or it can be considered discriminatory to do that.
Finding out, but the integrating into data, because we do know. We always know.
Yeah, okay. But the issue apparently, from what I understand, and I am not an expert in this at all, but from what I understand is they feel like if that status is known by the state, then an undocumented immigrant, for example, would be less likely to report a crime that they have seen. So there's, and I don't know if that's the right thing or the wrong thing to do, but generally that's what states are doing. They just kind of leave that to the federal government, that it's not a state issue for them to look into, hey, is this person documented or undocumented?
Yes, I guess that's why I'm confused. I would, in my head, there's a spreadsheet with all of the basic data that you gather on a suspect or on someone who's been convicted of a crime,
I'm not sure
say.
That's true, because not everybody has a record. So I don't know if I got arrested, if all that information would be right there for them at their
fingertips. Sorry, I mean convicted. Once you're convicted, that's the crime data, right? Like we know that someone's been convicted. We know where they're from. We know their immigration status. We know what crime they committed.
Well, the federal government knows that.
But we also, the state also does, because the state department, the city police force, they're the ones telling us what the immigration status is, or where, you know, the tragic incident, awful, where the murderer, who was, I think, from Florida, but basically he came to Missouri and he ambushed the St. Louis police officer, killed Tamaris Bohannon. He was not from here, right? He was from a different state. I don't know. I think Florida or Mississippi. So we know that. The city police knew what state he was from. We also know that the incident that happened on the highway with the police officer who was killed, that was an illegal immigrant. So the state, the city, they're getting that information. You naturally get it even as they go through the courts, because depending on their immigration status, that could also determine what court they go through. So I guess it surprised me that since they have that information, they wouldn't just type it into the crime statistics with, we know what sex, we know what age, we know, you know, what area they're from. It kind of surprised me that you wouldn't type in whether or not they're a legal
citizen.
You know,
it's a thing that I just don't think about. I'm certainly in the minority on this, I believe. This is just overall when it comes to immigration, undocumented people. I just don't care that much. And again, I know that I am not in the majority opinion on this. Mm-hmm. I know that most people do care about it. The way I look at it, generally speaking, is we have so many issues as a country. I don't believe this to be high up on the list. I think there are a lot of other things that are far more important. I think it is.
Which part? Sorry. Are you saying that's not
just immigration in general? Just knowing the status of a person who's here working in the country. I just don't care. Yeah. I've worked with undocumented people before in restaurants, and they worked hard. It doesn't really strike anything with me.
Yeah. Which you're right. That is documented, right? The data that's in the minority.
Or undocumented. I knew a couple who were not here.
I meant your status as the minority is documented. Like CBS, we talked about with Major Garrett, that 74% of Americans, regardless of political party, are very concerned about immigration. And it was one of their top issues, if not their top issue.
But also, a majority do not want people to be sent back if they've been here contributing to society either.
So I think there are a lot of arguments we could make as to why people should care. One of them being, we've got a lot of crime in our city. And if you can focus, you know, the Justice Department or you know, the city courts on American citizens who've faced an injustice, who are victims of crime, right? You do want to prioritize the American citizens.
Right.
But when
you say that, we know that immigrants are far less likely to commit crimes than natural-born citizens.
Which is another reason why I'm surprised that the states wouldn't want that data and say, look at the data. Here we have in the state of Missouri, you know, we have some of the representatives going like, we need to get illegal immigrants out of Missouri, blah, blah, blah. Well, we've got the data of all the crimes committed, you know, two were committed by illegal immigrants or whatever the number is. So if the data is going to show, which it most likely will, that they're less likely than American citizens to commit crimes, then why wouldn't you want that data anyway to say, look, in the state of Missouri, it's even less than the national average, which you might assume it could be, because the state of Missouri, as far as illegal immigrants goes, is at 1% versus the national average, which is closer to 3%.
I'll tell you why, because I don't think that data would matter to a large portion of people, because it will still be presented as, look, here's another illegal immigrant who did something to somebody, even though the other side will say, well, hold on, look, here are the numbers.
Then why wouldn't we want that data?
Well, but they've done it already and it didn't make a dent. People didn't care. There are too many people who do not care about the reality. And the reality is undocumented immigrants do not commit crimes at the rate people who were born here commit them.
I guess I just feel like if, you know, since that is shown, then the data in Missouri will show that, will amplify that.
Right, but do you think it would matter with people? What I'm saying is, would that matter with people? I don't think it would resonate.
Which means, if they had the numbers,
and we live in a very different time than we used to, I think.
But it's not for the people. Like, I guess my point is, I don't care what the people think. What I'm saying is, how could more information be bad? Because we look at demographers, we look at criminal justice reformers, you look at the police department, you look at the federal government, you look at federal funding. More data for all of those services can only be helpful regardless of what the people think.
Yeah, well, here's the other part of that. The people, when they see an undocumented immigrant commit a crime, the fear is that the general public will say, look, see, look what they're doing. Get them out of my country, and if I see one, maybe I'll throw
a
bottle at them or something.
We're still seeing that. That's what I'm saying is, this is not revealing anything we don't already know.
But I don't think it's going to make the situation better for them.
I don't think it's going to make it worse. I think
it's
more information. I guess my point is, Ranj, we're still seeing whether it's New York or whether it's in St. Louis, when a crime is committed, we know within a day or two if it is a illegal immigrant, undocumented person, or citizen of the United States, because it's in every news story from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch to the New York Times. So the data's out. Or what I should say is the information is out there. The public has it. They're going to have it, whether we actually organize that information or not. And if that information is already out to the public, the professionals, the experts, may as well organize the information that they have, because them collecting the data has no effect on whether or not I know it's an illegal immigrant, because we know already.
So then what do they do with the data?
They're able to look at
it. But what is the end result for the rest of us? So the state knows who the undocumented immigrants are. Do people who are pushing all these immigration rules and laws and the additional ones, are they then going to say, you know what, we were wrong. Immigrants really aren't committing crimes at the rate we thought they were, so we take it all back.
We always look at the demographics. I mean, you could say like, oh, look at what we're noticing. Poverty. We see that among immigrants, like illegal immigrants are they tending to target those within the illegal immigrant community? Do we know, you know, women committing crime? Why are they committing crime? Whenever you're looking at crime abatement, whenever you're looking at ending crime, you need to know the reasons why. You need to see the patterns there. So the experts would do with that information the same thing they do when they look at how women commit crime, poverty, income level, age. Oh man, we're noticing immigrants, you know, let's say they got here illegally. If they can make it 3 years, then they don't commit as much crime. It's the first year. We need to reach out to them in the same way that we can look at age groups. The information is always going to be helpful with trying to get at the root cause of things. It's not going to affect our perception of it because we already know.
You're right with people who are good actors, with people who are, and I don't mean acting as in movies acting, I mean people who have and want to debate earnestly. I would agree with you on that, but I don't think there are enough people in government, in local government, state government, whatever, who are willing to do that. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Hey, when we come back, one of my favorite things about the Super Bowl is the prop bets, because they're interesting and they're weird and stupid, and we're going to tell you what some of them are next on KMOX. Super Bowl is Sunday. Chiefs and Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yep.
You got your goofy little Kansas City Chiefs sweater on.
The softest sweater. I'm going to keep wearing this sweater. I'm going to wear the sweater in the summer when you get into an air-conditioned building. I'm ready. I've got all my bets propped up, and I'm ready to go.
So, people who don't bet probably understand it as, oh, I bet on the winner, I bet on the loser, I bet on
the spread,
how many points between the two, how many total points are going to be scored in the game. But there's a thing called a prop.
Mm-hmm.
And in each game, there are dozens and dozens of props. Things like, who's the first player who's going to score a touchdown? Or will Saquon Barkley have two touchdowns in the game? Will Patrick Mahomes throw for 300 yards?
Will Travis Kelce get two touchdown catches?
Stuff like that. That is a typical prop bet that you can do throughout the course of a regular season. But during the Super Bowl, there are some fun ones. Stuff like the length of the national anthem. You can bet on this. So John Batista is the singer of the national anthem this year.
Oh, nice.
And this is a pretty standard one. So the two most well-known unique prop bets are this one,
mm-hmm.
the length of the national anthem. So this year, it's 120 and a half seconds. That is the, so you can bet whether or not it's going to go above or below that. So 120 and a half seconds. So that is 2 minutes and right at 2 minutes,
okay.
2.5, right? 2 point, I can't do math. So 2 minutes,
you lost me.
Point
I
five.
Started thinking about something else.
No, two and a half seconds.
Yeah.
So wait, 2.5 minutes. Damn. I can't do math. All right, so that's
this
the length of the national anthem.
This guy does betting radio.
Yes.
Is this how you are when you do the betting radio?
Yeah. I don't do those kinds of numbers. All right, so the color of the Gatorade bath.
Yeah.
So the winner, the coach always gets the Gatorade
isn't
bath.
Isn't it? And to be fair, have you ever seen something other than like that yellow, the lemon lime? Have you seen red?
Apparently, clear happens about 17% of the time. clear water. So yeah. it's water.
Yeah.
So, and that is one of the possibilities. So yellow, green, and lime is the favorite. So you have to bet $165 to win 100 back. Okay, so that's considered the favorite. Mm-hmm. Then it's purple, orange, red or pink, blue, and then clear slash water.
No way it's red.
So if you bet $100 and it's clear or it's water, you will win $1,200 back.
Okay.
So that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here are some of the other ones. There are a lot of Taylor Swift, or a few Taylor Swift-centric ones.
Okay.
One of them is this. Do you want to take a guess of what the biggest one
yep.
is?
Well, it has to do with how many times they show her.
Well, that is one of them.
Oh, I know another one. Will Travis Kelce propose?
It is Will Travis Kelce propose. So it is plus 800 if he does propose to her, which means if you bet $100, you get 800
because
back.
Because so most likely he will not.
Most likely yeah. he will not.
Yeah.
The answer is no, right? So that is minus 2,000, which means you would have to bet $2,000 to win 100 if he does not propose to
well,
her.
Well, that's not even worth
so,
it.
Right, exactly. It's not worth it.
But you said earlier, we're not allowed to make these bets, not just in Missouri, but not in the United States.
Yes, a lot of these special prop bets, you can't do them in the United States. You'd have to be in, like, Canada, for example.
Interesting. So this is not a matter of, I can't go east side and
yes.
bet on whether or not Travis Kelce will propose to Taylor Swift.
That's right. Here's one, Tom Brady's tie color. You can bet on the color of Tom Brady, who was the broadcaster for mm-hmm. Fox, so he's going to be on the Fox call. You can bet on his tie. The favorite
yeah.
is blue. So blue is at plus 175.
How do patterns work?
It's just the main color of the tie.
What if it's equally striped?
Great question. I don't know what they do there. They could consider it a push and nobody gets anything. Gray, silver. Mm-hmm. is the next favorite. You know what the favorite is after that? No tie at all.
Oh, because he kind of does the open buttons thing.
He could do that.
Because he thinks he is a looker.
Well, he is. He's very handsome.
Kendrick- Not as handsome as that Taekwondo instructor.
Oh. They're,
that was me.
They got a baby.
They do have a, they didn't come out
pregnant?
Yet, though.
I think they're pregnant now. Giselle is pregnant.
Yeah, it didn't come out yet.
All right, so Kendrick Lamar is performing the halftime show. You can bet on the amount of songs that
okay.
he will perform. So the over-under is 10.5. So you have
what?
To bet whether or not you think he'll perform 11 or 10.
Well, that's the thing, because they don't ever do the whole song. They just
right,
do
clips.
Right, because
it's sort of a medley.
Yep.
All right.
A good Super Bowl halftime medley.
In the MVP speech at the end of the game, they will announce the Super Bowl MVP. You can bet on... if you're in Canada, you can bet on who will be mentioned first in the speech.
God.
So God or religious figures, number one.
Yeah.
That is the favorite. Then it's teammates,
mm-hmm.
then family, then the team organization, fans, and then coach.
What about Slick Rick in the mailroom?
Well, he's not going to get a shout out because Josh Allen is not in the Super Bowl.
That's Slick Rick in the mailroom.
That's right.
What team will Jason Kelce support? Because his brother is trying for a Super Bowl. He played for the Eagles. So the favorite here is the Philadelphia Eagles.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to bet on the Chiefs. I think Jason... wait. Yeah. I'm betting that Jason Kelce will cheer for the Chiefs, and his wife, Mrs. Kelce, is going to vote root for the Eagles. She'll be maybe wearing red, but she won't be wearing Chiefs gear, I bet.
Will any player or coach cry during the national anthem? Yeah, it's a toss up on this one.
Yeah.
Yes or no is the same odds. And here's one I've seen this written about, mm-hmm. but I have not found it on any sportsbook app yet. If the Chiefs win, will Andy Reid be doused in barbecue sauce after the game?
I feel like that's a big no.
So yes is a plus 1,600, meaning you put down 100 yeah. and get 1,600 back. No is 15,000.
Yeah.
He's
well, I think another good one would be, if the Chiefs win, will Travis Kelce sing again? And I think he will, because he sings every time he's on that platform.
It's not on the sheet, but it could happen. Also, do you know what an octopus is?
Yes.
You can bet on whether or not an octopus is going to happen. That means a player scores a touchdown, and then on the two-point conversion, scores on the conversion, so they get
same
8 points.
Guy.
Yeah, it's called an octopus.
Never
plus 1,200
hmm.
if it happens.
I'd do that bet. That's
well,
a good one.
Yeah. That could
It'd
very easily
Kelsey
happen.
It'd be Kelsey, too, probably.
Or it might be Saquon Barkley.
Love Saquon Barkley.
That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Our producer, Matt Pajeski, has put together a game of acronyms for us. He's going to test us and see how good
Tom
we are.
Tom Ackerman?
No, Tom Acronym.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what...
I love Tom Acronym. He is such a good broadcaster.
Chris and Amy on KMOX.
I'm nervous.
Why would you be nervous?
Because
you're not going to jail if you lose.
No, you know how like Jimmy Kimmel will do the man on the street things?
Yeah.
And they ask really basic questions and people just look like absolute morons.
Right.
I feel like that's going to happen to me.
Nah.
I'm going to get nervous and then I'm not going to know what the acronym is and everyone's going to be mad. I'm just really feeling...
It'll
sweating.
Be all right. It'll
I'm
be all right
sweating.
Until it's not. All right,
all
so
right.
We have the acronym game. Matt Pajeski, tell us what we need to do.
Well, it's pretty simple. I'm going to name an acronym.
Okay.
And you just have to decipher it. So these could be government agencies, TV networks, companies, household items, or kind of all over the place.
Oh, wow.
So can we...
Wow. I'm so nervous.
We have to be exact with it.
Yes.
Can we be kind of in the ballpark?
No.
We'll see, but I'm going to say no for now.
All right.
Kind
all right.
of in the ballpark.
We're going to take turns. We'll go one at a time. If you get it wrong, the other person can steal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ron, I'm going to start with you.
Nice.
Ready for your first acronym?
Yeah, of course I'm ready.
What does NASA stand for?
National Aeronautical and Space Administration. Yeah.
I'll give it to you. It's aeronautics.
Aeronautics. That's right. Aeronautics. Okay.
I thought we had to be exact.
That one's close enough.
Aeronautical.
Aeronautic. That's what I think I meant to say aeronautics.
No. Okay. Okay, buddy.
Did so you know what it was?
Yes.
You know aeronautics?
Yes.
Liar.
Because they don't put adjectives. It's not an aeronautical
so do
space.
Okay, think of it this
it's
way.
It's all nouns.
On Jeopardy, would they give it to you?
No. They absolutely not. Would not.
So
but this isn't Jeopardy, so thank goodness.
I think it's
so
a no.
It. I'm going to let him have one, and but this is now a precedent for the future. You better be pretty
so Amy gets one, too, where she could be kind of close.
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
Okay.
People.
Sure.
Just to even it out, because she's going to need the help. All right, go ahead.
Amy, you're up next.
I'm going to need all the help I can get. I'm nervous.
Amy, I need to get money out of an ATM. What am I
automatic, automatic, wait, automatic, automated, automatic teller machine.
So that's your one.
That's your one.
That's your one. It's automated teller
automated.
Machine. Yeah. All right. There you go.
Okay.
So now you've got to be exact.
Even. Now you've got to be exact. That was our warm-up
round. You guys are tied.
Okay.
Ronz, can you tell me what NASCAR stands for?
Ooh.
National. Has some of.
Yeah,
it's the last one.
Five
roads.
More letters.
I know the first part's national.
Did you say roads?
National automotive.
I would like
sports.
To steal.
Amy, you can steal.
North American stock car auto racing.
You're pretty close. It is the National Association for Stock Car
Auto Racing. Why did I think it was North American?
I don't know where that
That's
came from.
Stupid.
I don't know.
They don't do it in Canada.
We're still in North America.
Oh, wow. I'm such an idiot.
All right. Amy, you'll start off the next one.
Okay.
What does the CIA stand for?
Central Intelligence Agency.
Okay.
Man, I'm so sad about NASCAR.
There were six letters in that one, so that one's kind of tough.
Why don't you pick an easy one
you
next time?
You know why
time?
They take NASCAR? Because every time a car drives by, they go, NASCAR.
That's... I hate that. James is over there laughing at it. I'm so mad at James.
Ron, you asked for an easy one. This
yep.
one's very relatable to you. What does AARP stand for?
American Association of Retired People.
It's so close that I want to give it to
Damn.
You, and I feel bad even telling you no. Amy, could you steal? And you're going to hate me when I tell you the actual answer.
The Association of American
Ron, you said the American Association of Retired People. It is Retired Persons.
Oh.
Sorry.
That feels like a... Okay, whatever. I didn't get it right. I'm sorry. Retired. Why would you use persons?
I don't know.
That's their fault. That's stupid.
Amy, you're up 2-1.
Stupid.
Amy, you're up next. Yeah. Can you tell me what NAFTA stands for?
Yes. Oh, North American Free Trade
you're
Agreement.
Giving her... It's all easy ones.
3-1, Amy.
What's ATM? Come on.
She barely got
it. 3-1.
Yeah,
she is winning, yeah.
Ranj, I think this is after your time. This is when I was in school. I went through the DARE program.
Yeah.
What does DARE stand for?
No, I went through it, too.
Okay.
Well, I know you dare to keep a kid off drugs. It's, department. No, wait. No, it's not. Drugs. Drugs and drugs. Alcohol.
You don't know, Amy?
Wait, let me think. I gotta guess.
I don't know. Drugs.
Drugs. Here. You know what's weird is I remember the little letters under
this. I remember the periods, too.
And the lion. Dare and the lion. Remember him?
Drugs.
No.
Wait, drug. Drug avoidance.
No.
And. Wait, drug avoidance.
You guys.
Drug avoidance. And rehab education.
Rehab education? What?
What is it?
It is the drug abuse resistance education.
Oh.
Whatever.
I can't believe we couldn't think of drug abuse.
Drug? I thought it was drugs.
I like them teaching you that there is rehab, though, if you decide to go that route.
Drug avoidance.
Listen, kids, don't do drugs. But if you do, there are resources.
That's what we do.
I know.
It's like the condoms for drugs.
Don't do drugs, but, you know.
Ugh.
Amy, you're up next.
Okay.
With NATO. N-A-T-O.
Oh my gosh. I can't even think of one because I'm totally mind blanking so bad. Take it.
North Atlantic
Thank
Treaty
you.
Organization.
I could not think of Atlantic.
Ron steals one.
There we go. It's about time. Ugh. I'm back in the game,
when
baby.
When I say I couldn't have told you my first name in that moment. I everything stopped. This is why I was nervous. You put me on the spot.
Well,
I lose everything.
You're still one ahead of me, 3-2.
Ron, you start off with our next one. I felt like this one was tricky. It should have been easy, but it tripped me up. UPS.
United Parcel Service.
What did you think? Did you think postage?
I thought postal.
Yeah.
Let's go.
The USPS.
That's right.
I deserve to lose now.
Ron is tied.
We're tied
with Amy now.
I know,
you're
but
tied.
I deserve to lose.
Amy, you're up next.
Okay.
The TV network A&E.
Arts and entertainment.
All right.
That was easy.
You're back.
NATO was easy, Ron. NATO.
But you missed it.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. There's no excuse. There's no coming back from this.
There's no reason that I should have stolen that from you.
Right.
You should be embarrassed I stole that from you.
I couldn't. I like one word, I was just like, oh, my gosh. And once I was conscious that that my brain was farting, there was no recovery. It was, I was just
watching
sinking.
It happen too. I'm like, this doofus doesn't know.
Did you see my face?
It was like,
it's not that you don't know. It's like, you can't think of it to save your life.
Yeah, I was just,
we've talked about it.
I was salivating watching you struggle.
I know you were.
Ron, you're a sports guy. You're up next. Hoping this is an easy one for you. ESPN.
Hold on. I worked for an ESPN. It's, you know what's in my head? How people make fun of ESPN because all they do is focus on Boston and New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Eastern Seaboard Network in the mocking. That's what's in my head. So it's entertainment, sports, entertainment, Damn it, I don't remember.
Entertainment and Sports Programming Network.
Damn it.
Amy.
All right.
Way to go.
Nothing matters anymore.
Yeah.
For an ESPN, and I didn't know it.
And that's why you're here.
I like Eastern Seaboard Programming Network.
Ronge, you were a sports guy. You couldn't get that one. I know Amy is a shopping person.
Mm.
Can you tell me what QVC stands for?
Me?
Yes. The shopping channel QVC. I did not know this one.
QVC?
Sorry.
Quick Vision Company.
That's it?
No. Quick Vision Company.
Ron, can you steal QVC? I don't think anybody.
I feel like it's like. Is it like quality? Is quality the first quality?
No.
Yes, it is.
Quality. Quality. Quality Victory Company. I have no idea what the V is.
Quality, value, convenience.
Damn it.
Oh, wow. That makes more sense than the Quick Vision Company.
Quick Vision. Quality, value, convenience, right?
Quality, yeah.
I knew it wasn't like a, like, it was, you know what I mean? It was a string of words, not a sentence.
Yeah. All right, we're running out of time. I'm going to get to a few more good ones here. Ron, you're up next. If the ABS light in your car starts to light up, what is that? What does that stand for?
Automatic braking system?
So darn close. Amy, ABS.
Damn it, I know what it is.
Oh, it's the first word's a scientific word.
No, not really.
No? Okay.
I also thought automatic or automated before I looked it up.
Anti-lock brake system?
Yes.
Wow. Damn it. I'm getting smoked. 6-3.
Dude, and I missed NATO.
You barely got ATM.
I don't even know. This must be how Scott Jagel felt when the Bills lost. Anyway, okay, what's next?
Amy,
can
you tell me what computer RAM means? RAM.
Computer RAM?
Like your computer has 8 gigs of RAM.
I mean, how long does she... Raw automotive
machine.
Don't even finish.
I kind of wanted to hear the rest. Raw automotive machine?
Ron's, do you know what RAM stands for?
Yeah, random access memory.
Yeah, okay.
It's a computer thing. There's RAM and ROM.
I had a CD-ROM.
ROM is read-only memory, I think, right?
Random access memory. That's what I had. That's what I have. I know a lot, but I never know when I'm going to be able to.
Randomly knows it. Sometimes she can access it.
I've got two more for you.
I've never felt more connected to anything than random access memory. Yes.
Amy is up 6-4.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's a chance to tie here. Take it in overtime, Ronj. Ronj, you're up next with FIFA, the soccer league.
Federation of International Football. Federation International Football Association. Hell yeah. All right.
I would have given you bonus points if you said it in the accent. Federación Internacional de Football Association.
I wasn't going to do that.
That's pretty good.
I'm one behind. I can make a comeback. I can win.
You deserve it.
I could at least tie.
This is the last one for Amy, so if she gets it right, though, then...
Then she wins.
You're done.
Yeah. Okay.
Amy, tell me what AT&T stands for.
American Telephone and Telecommunications.
Ronj, AT&T.
I think it's American Telephone and Telegraph.
No!
Clutch, he ties
it. No!
What a comeback!
No!
Wait, there's got to be a tiebreaker. Is there a tiebreaker?
I've got extra questions.
All right, let's do it. Well, somebody's got to win here.
Okay.
I'm so dejected.
Ronj, you're up next.
Yeah.
IQ. You have a very low IQ, if I'm using it in a sentence. What does IQ stand for?
I feel like it's... You know what this is, don't you?
I think I do. I think.
Is it intelligence quotient?
Yep, that's what
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rats.
All right, match point, Amy. YMCA.
Young Men Christian Association.
Well,
oh boy. Getting down the wire.
So we tied.
No, there's
we got
more.
Another one?
I've got more.
Right,
more.
Go. Let's go. Let's go. We can't end in a tie.
No. What is a GMO?
Genetically modified organism.
You guys are killing me.
You're getting it.
I'm running out of questions. Amy, for the tie. IBM is what?
I know it's business machines, and I don't know what the I is. Intelligent business machines.
Ron, you can take it, but that's a win for you.
It's not I think it's, isn't it like intuitive business machines or something like that? Is it international?
It's international.
Is it international? Why,
yeah,
though?
I'm just gonna, I don't know.
Ron, you are our winner.
Nice
I won.
Work.
Look at that.
Nice work.
8-7. Barely. We took it all the way down to the wire.
I had only two left, by the way.
What
DVD and CSI.
Crime scene investigation.
DVD.
That was a tough one. I did not know that one.
Digital video disc.
That's it?
Yeah. Okay.
I thought you were going to have FDIC because that's the one I'm only proud of knowing.
Federal
Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Yes. Well, we did it. I won.
You won on NATO.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX. It's Friday. Congratulations to Randy in St. Louis. Gonna go see Outlaw Festival thanks to KMOX. June 28th, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Listen, you may not have won tickets this week, but don't worry, because next week we are giving away tickets again for the Doobie Brothers. All week, we'll be giving away tickets to see the Doobie Brothers.
They sing that song.
Doobie, doobie, doo. That one.
Doo, 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 doobie, doobie, doo.
Oh.
That song?
That's the one. September 4th, they'll be playing at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, and you can go see them maybe for free if you win next week. So all week, Monday through Friday. And this time we know it for real. We will be giving away tickets on Monday for sure. So we did it.
Nice work, everyone.
I won the game, which is probably the biggest takeaway.
It was a huge upset. And I feel ashamed, discouraged, dejected, but happy for my little friend Ronji.
Thank
finally
you.
Has something go right.
About damn time.
You lost all the Christmas games last month.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, can we stop?
Sorry.
I feel bad about it.
Well, don't, because now I feel bad. I lost when I shouldn't. The one I should have gotten, the one I know.
Yeah.
I think it's when you care. You get a little nervous. That's why you lost the Christmas ones.
Anything
you cared too much.
I did care too much. Thank you. Anything you miss on the Odyssey app, go get it, download it, and we will be back with you tomorrow at 10 o'clock on Monday. But in the meantime, Amy and I will hang out with the Dave Glover Show for an hour next on KMOX.
Did you guys see the movie? I forget what it's called, but
well, this is not helpful.
The premise is